Yeah. Yeah.
What is it like dealing with autistic women and women with Down syndrome?
What a difficult question you asked. That's the first hard question I've ever seen.
That's about that.
Down syndrome, autistic, special needs. You have to take care of them.
They're the same age.
I cannot give a general answer to that question. It's so case specific. Depends upon the particular level of the disorder. Depends upon the person, both the male and the female. That's a tough question. I think you have to ask a Shiloh about that. That's what you have to ask a Rav. They have to ask a Rav each and every case. Yes?
Could you elaborate on the intoxication?
Intoxication? I can elaborate. Absolutely. Kolaroa, Sota, Bikulkula, Yazir, Atzma, Minayai. It didn't mefurish. It did the psukim in the Torah. We live in a generation of Sota, Bikulkula, of too much promiscuity, permissiveness, of the worst possible order. It goes on everywhere. Unfortunately, when a person drinks, it removes some of the inhibitions, the ability to think clearly, to be restrained by a conscience, and your base instincts take over. I'm telling you from the case that I dealt with. Therefore, it's prohibited to drink. You're allowed to drink a cup of wine Friday night, and a cup of wine Shabbos morning, and you can Purim, a couple cups, and Pesach, Yontem cups, and that's it. Yeah.
But there are people that drink a beer in a tish.
I'm against beer all the time. Give you my opinion. You don't have to listen to me. I'm taking my opinion. Yes?
Two questions. The rabbi discussed about Hebrew Phoenicia.
Yes.
So when he's listening to
the yes.
Says,
yeah. That is a good question. What do you say about it? Why Achos Gadol? What's Achos Tana? It means a Gadol. I mean, if she's under the age of 12, then it's a garnished.
Oh,
if she's over 12, then it's already, she's developed. That's probably where Kornstrauss is correct.
Is there an issue of Yichud in the elevator?
Probably not. It opens up quickly. Yes?
Is there a issue of
Yichud
in a car?
Yichud in a car?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a problem. Unless you're going to a deserted place. You're driving the streets of Yerushalayim, the car's going all the time, or New York City. It's permissible. Driving the country somewhere on some deserted suburban street, there's nobody coming, it's 3 in the morning, you better believe it in yourself. Yeah?
If you said with hugging or kissing an aunt, how would that work with, like, cousins, like daughters?
Cousins? Yeah. You can marry a cousin. Yeah. How can you? It's crazy. Yes?
There's another way.
I didn't say it, the Gemara said it.
I'm saying quoting the Gemara.
Okay.
But that would mean, what about college?
College?
If you go to a college, it doesn't have
any housing. How could you possibly? Hey, I didn't say it. You're 100% right. How could you go to a college where there are girls who are undressed and where there are co-ed dorms and co-ed bathrooms and co-ed showers? I kid you not, these things all exist. I don't see any hetter whatsoever to go there. None. If a person has forced Mamish Bal Korcha for whatever reason to go to a secular college, in my humble opinion, it's prohibited to live on campus. If he goes in from the outside with blinders and then he somehow, looks down, maybe you can eke out ahead of Mishat HaTchak Godel. Maybe. But you're 100% right. You should go to a college which has a male campus. I know of a couple. Yes, sir.
This is not really halakha l'maaseh, it's more in terms of philosophically. What is the point of this Yetzirah in terms of 6 years minimum, let's say, you have this Yetzirah going around, Hashem is giving a purpose for everything. What is
good
the
question.
Purpose of this?
He wants to know, if the Yetzirah starts at 13, and you get married at 18 even in the old days, you have 5 years, out. So the Gemara says in the Masechta Kiddushin, I would have gotten married at 14, which means in the 14th year, by mitzvah, I'd be much better off. Yet the Mishnah says, "Mit Shmona Esrei lechupa." We know people got to have a very long Shmona Esrei. They're gonna get the joke. Okay. It's a problem. It is a problem. Why did Hashem make the world that way? If I were making the world, the Atoshet started at 18. Yeah, you get mad at 18. Why did it start at 13?
I'm saying, we say like there are bad meters can be used for good things. How can you use this bad meter for a good way?
Well, you get married, obviously.
Married at 13.
Yeah, all right. So at that point in time, it is a problem. I can see that it's a problem. You're asking a good question. Next, a philosophical question. The Mishnah says, "Mishmonesu the chuppah." What's the Mishnah expect you to do for 5 years when you have Yetzer Hara? It's an excellent question. Good answer. Have an answer. Rabbi Korn is a good answer. Yetzer Hara gives you life force, which means this Yetzer Hara is not only Yetzer Hara for Arayis, it's also part of the Yetzer Hara to do things, to get things done. So that you have to start at age 13. So that answers the other question. What do you use it for? Learn Torah. Barasi la'adam Yetzer Hara, u'barasi lo Torah Tavlin. Tavlin doesn't mean it kills it. Tavlin means it spices it. It utilizes it in a proper way to learn Torah and to do mitzvahs and to be active. That's what that Yetzer Hara is for, and just use it a different way. Well, the Rebbe has a question. Yes. I read the Rebbe. No? Oh, you're holding up his hand. No, ask an excellent question. So, to look at a woman is a completist. There's no one ever looked at a woman. Even Rabbi Yochanan, you're referring to, he closed his eyes, the Farshim said. They looked at him, he didn't look at them. As far as there was one Amora who put a kala on his shoulder and said that she's like a duck, whatever, a board. Different version of what the Gemara has over there, different chazals. I give you my word. Don't do it. You're not in that madrega. And we can no longer do such things. Just can't do it. Yes, sir. Yeah. Who's speaking? Yeah?
How does anybody, there's tremendous chesed on camps, but according to all this, it seems impossible to work in any such co-ed camp.
Hask. She said chesed. Chesed is hask to me. Okay. Yachad, okay. You're right. As I said before, it may be impossible for many people to do it, and those people shouldn't do it. There are the people who are able with difficulty. First, let me take a step backwards. We said before that half may be the be'er today. The people who are 21 years old. They want to get married. Where's the best place to find a woman who's doing chesed? Camp Hask. I'm not joking. The women there are doing chesed. Now, they also be looking for a boy. Okay, but they're doing chesed. That's a place to look at your marriageable age. But now when you're 3 years before you're considering marriage, it's the wrong time. Unless you're such a madrega where you can do it even at that point in your life. Yes, sir. In the back. Rules of?
Talking to girls.
Talking to girls. It's a good question. It's an excellent question. The question that should about that too, I don't have it in front of me, it's in a later value. And he says it's not a good idea because you may be discussing the weather, but if you spend too much time talking about the weather, you may discuss other things. You know, what am I going to do with this kind of weather? And the question is going to be whether to sin or whether not to sin. Weather can be dangerous. At the same time, here I do accept what was said before. Here I believe that you're allowed to be polite. You have a next door neighbor who's female and she's 20 years old and she says hello. you're allowed to say hello. You should say hello. Just be a mensch. But that's just saying hello. Continue, please. A girlfriend? In my humble opinion, a girlfriend is appropriate when you're ready to get married. Not before that. How long should it be from the time she becomes your friend to the time she becomes your wife? That's a good question. Here too, it's a case-by-case basis. You know, the halacha prefers short courtships and short engagement. That depends how you define short. In certain Hasidic circles, the courtship lasts a couple of days. I'm not joking. In certain yeshivish circles, a couple of weeks. And I'm willing to give you a hint for a couple of months. Not like 2 months, 3 months, a little bit longer. But not years. The same with engagements. Chassidim have very long engagements, only one thing. They're separated by 6,000 miles, they don't talk to each other. So that's pretty, But in our circles, where we have, we don't have that, so engagements should be as short as possible. I'll only tell you, I can only give you an example for myself, and you can figure it out from there. So in my case, the courtship lasted 3 months, and the engagement lasted 3 months. So that's, to me, an approximation. Obviously, it can be longer or shorter. I'll give you an approximation. Okay? Still going, yeah. It's always unclear. Until you engage, it's always unclear by definition. So if you're dating her and you're considering marrying her, so unless you, until you knock it out of your mind, you're not going to marry her, so keep going, keep on going, within limits. Look, Hashem Yirah Laleva, excuse. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking. There's no excuses by him. Whatever the truth is the truth. Yeah, all the way in the back row. I talk louder, I stand up. And number two? Two people are compatible? Incompatible? Chas v'shalom. If they're genetically incompatible, they should not get married. But they should find out in advance. Once they're ready, either very, very engaged or married, once they're married, they should stay married. And there are certain ways to have children halakhically permissible way. That's if they're married already. If they're not married yet, so there's a general rule, everyone's exceptions, there's a general rule, it's much better not getting married. Even they can find a way, because it's so difficult. Now, your first question. I'm not going to repeat it. I'll answer it. There's certain kinds of education that their very name raises a certain hackles in parts of society because it leads to certain, overtones and connotations. At the same time, I believe that if the kids, if I use that expression, are going to find out about these things in the street, they're better off finding out these things from a Rebbe, a Mora, maybe even a parent in certain cases. I even wrote a letter to agree to the publication of such a book by Mrs. Sarah Diamond from Bergenfield, New Jersey. And I wrote in my letter that for those who, parents who wish to avail themselves of this book to teach their own children about these inyanim, that it's a good book. Other parents feel that this is like a sneers to discuss these things with their own children. Then it's perhaps appropriate to be discussed in school. As a matter of fact, in most, we'll call it Beis Yaakov schools, Haredi schools, when the girls turn 10, 11, the fifth grade teacher has a heart-to-heart talk with them before they start the Nida, what Nida means, or what Negiah means, or what marriage means, and they tell them. The moment they have qualified people, they tell them the basics. Boys' schools have far less. It's a problem. The boys find out from the Gemara. Everything's in the Gemara. Everything you need to know is in the Gemara. Okay, but you have to know what the Gemara is and what it means. So it's a judgment call. Yes, in the back. Good question. Woo! This guy, he's Tamir Chachamim. Not bad, huh? He knows the Mishnah. He They used to have a year. I wouldn't use the word engagement. I'd use the word betrothal, which is a word which means nothing. It means eris or kiddushin. Yeah. In those days, they needed that much time to prepare themselves. So they had a system. And presumably, at a time, they would stay away from each other. They wouldn't be anywhere near each other. So they had, for some reason, it was necessary that fashion. Today, huh? That's right. I mean, Kohen Ed, they often had a girl who was so young, and they had to wait a year until just she got ready. But today, I don't recommend such long engagements. The Rebbe, yeah.
So, just on a practical level, because a lot of guys do say this, Mila Shurin, or discussions, growing up in a certain way, if you grow up in a certain state, the guy would say how to break out of that.
Good question. I know, let's be frank. I'm not putting anything under the rug over here. I noticed my Tamidim. This goes back years, you know, even way, way back. Tamina went to high school and they had girlfriends, using the word girlfriends advisedly. And sometimes, unfortunately, the prohibition of those sikrubu legalis erva to the chibuk v'nishuk was not properly observed. Some people call them today 612 men. Okay. And then they went to Eretz Yisrael and they came back and their girlfriend expects to carry on the same way as before. And they said, sorry, I'm a different person. I'm no longer the same person. I no longer engage in that kind of activity. Yes, there's an obligation on each and every one of us on a regular basis to become a different person. Only by being a different person can you do tshuva. And this, the Rambam writes in Nuchos Tshuva something quite remarkable. Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. Stop sinning. Resolve never to do it again. V'yoyed olav yodea talumos. Shelo yoshev v'zeh achet li'olam. What does that mean? It means at that point in time, you're on a level where you will never do this sin again. I heard this from, I even saw it in print from Rabbi Dr. A.J. Twersky. He was talking about alcoholism. How an alcoholic can go right back. And he's quoting one of the members of the AA. He said, you know, when I quit, the person I was then, I was a different person. And at that point, drinking was unthinkable. Unthinkable. I would never do the sin. If I ever, unfortunately, went back, then I was a third person. Not the original drunkard. Not the person who was completely clean. Came a third person, was somewhere in between. So we have to say that at least at the point you come back, you have to be a different person. And when you get back, you have to stay that different person on the highest possible level. A person is no longer going to, as you use the word, to break out of old habits, to break out of the behavior which Allah considers to be sinful, and which can lead to catastrophic sin, as it does. It pains me to say it, but I get these shilas. I got a shout out from a talmid of mine in the yeshiva. So anyway, there was some talmidim in certain co-ed schools. And he knows for a fact that this girl who just got engaged, if they write the besul tadah in the ksuba, it will not be an accurate fact. And he's worried that the boy doesn't know about it. And the Gemara says that if a kinsa v'cheskes besula v'nitzis be'ula, the shout of mekach toz, the gamri mashma, all sugging ksubas, what should he do? I really don't know what the answer is. I said, maybe the guy knows about it. Maybe he's assuming it if the behavior is that bad in the school. It's painful to say such a thing. I will say one thing, that in the general society, it's assumed that people are conducting themselves this way. Halacha l'maisa comes up. Can a Kohen marry a girl, go out with a girl, who was Balas Tshuva, who spent 4 years on a university campus, someone she wasn't from? Should the Kohen take her out? The answer is no. The overwhelming likelihood, more than 90% based on all the statistics, that she was quote-unquote active in a university life, and she was active with a non-Jew, she may not marry a Kohen. That's in the general population. Obviously, we have to hope that the Torah population is better, but unfortunately, you have to question how much better. Is it? Can we say the opposite is true? That 90% of the B'nai and B'nos Torah who are involved in these campuses are still kosher? I hope so, but I'm not sure. I hope so, I repeat, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure in certain high schools whether I can even say it. That's not, I don't know. No one does any surveys on this. But it's not so clear based on the anecdotal evidence that's come to my desk what the facts are. It's a very dangerous situation. That's why you can't drink, and that's why you have the internet. All, I was based on these questions that come to me. I'm not making a pie in the sky. Yes, sir.
Aaron said that why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu do that at all?
Very good. Kodesh Baruch Hu took away the Yetzirah for 3 days, and there were no fresh eggs. It's part of human nature to have these Yetzirahs. So Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Yetzirah. He had the good reason. We don't question the Kodesh Baruch Hu's bria. We don't question why he created grass, and why he created water, and why he created animals, and why he created man, and why he created this Yetzirah. The reason Kodesh Baruch Hu had, and part of what we are doing here in this world is to conquer the Yetzirah. This is one of them. Yes, sir.
Kolisha?
And I was going to say Kolisha is a Bisha. But it's a serious problem. The Gemara is an expression of Masechta Megillah about a certain woman, but Kol Azinsa. But the Kol Kolita Rachmanon Santas Nus. I say, what? What are you kidding me? What are you putting me on? If the Gemara says so, it's true. Obviously, in certain circumstances, in certain cases. So therefore, Kolisha is a serious problem. You should try to stay away from it as best as you can. If Shlomo Zalman himself, who was famous for saying that a microphone does not work for a bracha, it's Kapaskin in his name in Halicha Shlomo Simon Ayin Hay, that a microphone is not a hetter for this. If it's a recording, that may be different. A recording, again, if the recording artist is dead, to go back to the beginning, so then there's much more room to believe. Even if she's alive, if she's nowhere in your sphere, there's room to be made by recordings. But by live music, even with a microphone, because, it's almost the same as regular live music. I know that there were many, when even great rabbis, used to go to the opera or to the theater, Mechulein. They assumed that although it's an usa because it may lead to snus, if you're up in the cheap ticket from the very top and the fat lady in the opera, singing the opera has 20 bodyguards around her and she's singing in Italian what she's talking about, so then, it's not going to lead to snus. This Libud Zchus is printed in a sefer called Isha V'Amitzos, Hatznei Alech, Rabbi Ellenson, Zichron L'Roch. A Libud Zchus it is, but it's better to stay away. Yes?
Based on what you were saying before, would it be preferable not to have one, or maybe you could also have a newspaper in the house? Or?
Depends what the newspaper is. A newspaper is a kosher newspaper. It's good. There are some kosher newspapers, which you should get your news from there. Yes? Yes, Rabbi Yochanan.
He said that he wasn't looking.
That's what I'm suggesting, yeah.
So that would make sense for the story beforehand. It's written right before that. Would say, I forgot which rabbi I was. He said he would.
Yosef Ashari Tvila.
Yeah, he would show them how to go.
That's a different story. That's like a.
That would make sense. The reason for Rabbi Yochanan.
He wanted them to look at him.
I don't understand.
You look in the Gemara, you'll see. Yes. Yes, sir.
Two quick questions.
So
the
shoe for
the women taking the currently, is that particularly?
Mutter.
Also, are men allowed to go into certain medical fields where
a
doctor...
OBGYN.
I wasn't thinking about plastic surgery, but yeah.
A doctor, as we say, is presumably he's busy with his saving lives business. He's not, hopefully, not thinking bad thoughts.
For plastic surgery, it cannot necessarily be for saving lives.
That depends what kind of surgeries he's doing. My kids fell off their bikes plenty and were saved by plastic surgeons. I'm very grateful to them. Obviously, if it's some of these feminine stuff, which is disgusting in and of itself, they call them enhancers, I would not get involved in that kind of stuff. It's disgusting, it's dangerous, it's outrageous, it's immoral, it's terrible. Forgive me for being so blunt about these things. All the way in the back, my friend, yeah. We have to try to vote to protect the Torah's values as best as we can. You'll often get stuck with different candidates. One is pro-Israel, but it's pro-gay. The other is anti-Israel, and he's anti-gay. So what do? You're stuck. It's like any other political thing. You have to figure out what to do. I can't answer right now. Yes?
I heard from one of my rabbis that since Rabbi Ignacio is
I don't agree. A shul is a shul. It should be treated with kedusha. My shul is a shul. I didn't want to make these tonight. This is a base matter. It was made out of tonight. They had no choice. But I have a shul, and I want it to be a shul, and the shul is a shul, and you're not supposed to eat there, you're not supposed to sleep there, you're not supposed to have divrei chul in there. That's why at my shul, and we walk into the heichal, there's no mezuzah. Put the hand up. What a crazy reform shul. No mezuzah? Reform shul has a mezuzah. We have no mezuzah. There's a point that you have. Where's the mezuzah? See, I don't want you to eat here. I don't want you to sleep. But now it is true. When the rabbi gives a drasha, people fall asleep. But that's only an onus, so that's why I'd rather not have a mezuzah. Yes, sir. Yeah. I'm very, 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 very opposed to that practice. We believe v'davak be'ishto v'hoyu lebas harecha. It says Rashi, when have a child, when a man is married, and due to having a woman and has a child, having a child without a husband, with these sperm donations or IVF is going to be to mama is absolutely against the halacha. Kosher child. But the mother is a Jewish woman. Whoever child she has is going to be a Jewish child. But you know how to do it? Yeah?
The Basement of America.
What about it?
So they had like a case where it went to the state court that afterwards, and one of the states, before it went to Apple, they ruled that the basement has to
justify. Let me tell you the case. I was on the case. You know the case you're talking about. a certain school, which will remain nameless, I suspect there's at least one alum from that school in this room. So they had a certain teacher, and they fired the teacher. They claimed they had cause to fire the teacher, and he said it was for no cause. So the case came to a din Torah. I was one of the three that got him on the case. We said, what's the cause? Nothing. The worst thing they came up with was they claimed he didn't say Hallel on Yom Ha'atzmaut. So he said, how do you know? There was no basis for it. So we ordered that it has to be reinstated. So what happened was, it's tricky. If you don't enter your arbitration award within 12 months, the other party can then not do it, and then you can no longer go to the secular court to have it confirmed. So he went to secular court, and the other party challenged it. And so they went to a particular judge, and the judge said that the ruling of the Bezin, that's me, was irrational. Yeah, it's going on? Irrational, and against public policy, and a couple of other chatoim, whatever it was, and he knocked it out. So that's what you heard about. Patience! We thought that kolav poisel b'mumo poisel. It's a gemara kiddushin. He said we were irrational. We thought that he was irrational. But who's listening to us? So what happened was, it was appealed to the next appellate division. Appellate division, there are five judges who sit on the case. Not one, not two, not three, not four, five. Baruch Hashem had some good Talmidim. I had two Talmidim. One of them was when it was in my shir, over 20 years ago, working some fancy firm, was doing what they call pro bono. And a younger colleague of his who also learned by me. And they prepared a brief, Kamoshe Kosov. I saw the brief that they prepared. Other guy's brief was Mamish Shvachis, because it was. Sure enough, Baruch Hashem, the first guy was reversed by a 5-0 vote. Which means you can't even appeal it unless you have special permission, which they haven't done. At the end of the day, Baruch Hashem, justice was served. Hope that answers your question.
Have you seen the Beit
HaMikdash, like, its status in the last day? Hold Hashem. You can never predict what a judge is going to say. But Baruch Hashem, we're all right. Yes, sir.
To what extent would a married woman's uncovered hair be considered erva in regard to maybe Shemir Sinayim? Like, let's say
your mother?
No, a mother. Like, meaning, like,
your friend's mother.
Or just in general, like,
another woman. In my opinion, there's no din of Shmira Seinayim on the hair any more than the face. We said before the beginning of the shir, it's called real ifituma without any intention to have any hana. It's permissible, as long as it's not going to lead you to lengthier, more intent kind of hana dika hastakus. Yes, sir.
Can you convert to marry a Jew?
Conversion? Oh, I'm talking about a controversy. The problem with conversion is that technically speaking, conversion for the sake of marriage is disallowed. We're not supposed to sponsor, to rule on any conversion for the sake of marriage and be a bezin for it. That's the strict halacha. The Rambam comes through in the clutch when we need it, when we do desperate today, and says that if we're afraid that the guy is going to live with her without the benefit of conversion, better to convert her. And this way, it's a lesser problem. However, that's only referring to a case in which the woman is going to convert, or the man for that case, will be shomer mitzvahs, will keep the mitzvahs at Torah. This used to exist, as the Ritva explains in Masechet Yevamos, Daf Chav Dal Amud Beis, we paskin the Shemishes B'diyeved Kulam Gerim Hein, only in a society in which he had no choice or she had no choice but to accept the mitzvahs. You know why? Chazaka Agav Unsa Gamar Mekabel. He had no choice, as the Ritva. The Dvar of Rom Chel Gimel Simen Chav Ches, written by the Kovner Rav, who lived until the early 1940s in Kovna, perished in the Kovna ghetto, wrote, it doesn't apply anymore. Because in the olden days, there was only one Jewish society. It was a Torah society. If you didn't keep the mitzvahs, you were thrown out of the society. You had no choice. But today, there are unaffiliated Jews and Reform and Conservative and non-observant Orthodox. And very likely, the person who you're going to marry is him or herself not from either. So why should the goy become more from than the new husband or wife? So therefore, it seems to me that in the overwhelming majority of conversions for marriage today, they're no good, invalid. Sorry to say it. Yes?
How does the Rebbe feel about the Kajur of not Kajur? They are Michelle studying Kriya Shema.
I'm opposed. I'm opposed to the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says that by Moseinu or Rabbim, since women today don't cover their hair, so you can say Shema or bench or say a bracha when they uncover their hair in front of you. I'm opposed to it in principle for reasons I can't go into right now. And besides the fact, Bisman Hazeh, it's much better than the Aruch HaShulchan's time. He was writing in the 19th century Lithuania where the women didn't cover the hair. Today, most people who are from, they do cover the hair. It's gotten better.
Some people read it. I just heard someone read it like this, that women are don't have to cover their hair now.
Whoa! Give me an Aruch HaShulchan right now. Right now, this second. It's
in the library. It's in the library.
Give me the Aruch HaShulchan.
It's in the library.
Tell it out. I need it right now.
It's in the library.
Right now. I can't wait a second. The Aruch HaShulchan is in Simon Ayin Hay.
Is one in the
I believe it's in Siv Zion.
There's one in the library. They're going together.
Close. All right, while he's waiting, I'll take another question. Yes, sir. It's mutter to brush one's teeth. I brush my teeth on Friday night. My toothbrush is missing. That's why I'm going to ask me a good question. Everyone sees a green toothbrush in that room. What's that room called? Beit Zal, whatever it is. In that room behind the office. If you find a green toothbrush, you give Hashem a second to get back to Rabbi Cohen. I'll get it. But I did use it. But I used it without toothpaste and without water, just like this. And according to my dentist, the water is not necessary, the toothpaste is not necessary. All you need is a toothbrush. I also use floss, because my gums don't bleed. Gums bleed as a result of the floss of the tooth. And you say, Chavala, you can't do it. Yes?
If a woman has a shaitel that's not right, real hair, can you be considered an erva?
Okay, so a woman has a shaitel that looks like real hair, it's not an erva. But I'm very much opposed to human hair shaitels which look like the real hair. I'm not against the human Hashem, which is nice, but it's obviously not a real hair. Even I can tell. Most times you can tell. It's not a real hair. Bonus Avech al Pirtzes Doreinu. V'avonoseinu haravim. Due to our many sins. Sheze shonim rabo shenipsu b'nos Yisrael b'avon zeh. V'hochos b'gili rosh. V'chol mashet tzolku v'azeh lo ezev lo lahoil. V'ash t'posesu ha-mispacha shenisuos hochos b'sarosun k'ma b'suos. Oy lanu, sh'olso v'yameinu kach. It's terrible. It's only saying one thing. You're allowed to daven and to make a brocha, to say a shema, if it's in your range of sight. He never said that it's mode. He said it's absolutely awesome. Yeah.
Two quick things. Number one, is it mutter to learn Shakespeare, which talks
about...
mutter
to learn Shakespeare, yes. Which talks about... mutter to learn Shakespeare.
And second of all, the Rambam, I think, says in Isseri B at the end, he says that if you want to, if the Yetzirah comes knocking, basically take him to the Beis Medrash.
But someone who's Gemara.
Someone who's
Pogeya Menubalzeh Moshchel the Beis Medrash. If a person is overcoming Yetzirah, it's for Arayas, run away and run to the Beis Medrash. Open the safe, open the Mesil Sisharim, open the Musaf, open the Gemara. That's what we saw in the Rambam. It's the only way to overcome it. Yes.
So
what's the rub about music with no profanities, like no innuendos, but the majority of people in this music tend to smoke a lot of marijuana.
Marijuana is prohibited. Not by law, by halacha. By halacha it's prohibited, because marijuana takes away your inhibitions the same as alcohol. And if any musical piece which is related to marijuana is prohibited, because it's leading to sin. Yes? I'm with you 100%. I'm telling you, the Yetzirah is so powerful, and don't think it only applies to plain people. The greatest rabbis, one of the rabbis started screaming, Nura Be'arma! The fire, he pressed the fire alarm. He pulled the fire alarm. Can you imagine what a terrible thing? They came running and they're so embarrassed. He said, I should be embarrassed in this world and to burn in the next world. That shows how hard it is. Even this great rabbi had to pull a fire alarm, so he shouldn't be over in Easter of Arayas. So of course it's hard. How do you do it? Follow the Rambam. Involve yourself in Divrei Torah. Stay away from Yichud. Stay away from the internet. Stay away from the things which pull you down. That's the only way to do it. No other way. Yes? No, come on. The Rambam lived in this world. Right. Rambam didn't say he shouldn't be near women. He shouldn't be secluded with women. You go to an office. Let me tell you guys, fast forward 10 years. Okay, you're now 30 years old, you have a wife, two kids, and you're in an office in Manhattan somewhere, and the girls are walking around, they're not dressed properly, they're not speaking properly, they're not conducting themselves properly, and what are you going to do about it? You have two choices. You can join them and be part of their dirty jokes. Most of them accept the Shabbos, Aflam, and give them an Aleph. Hakol Yodim Kala Lama Nichlas Al-Chuppah. Everyone knows what this is all about. But Kol HaManavel is Piv. If you save these bad jokes, even if you had many years of Torah and Mitzvahs in throne, you're going to Gehenna. And then my answer is, Ed Afa Shomea V'Shosek. If you listen and you're quiet, it's also a disaster. You're part of the club. And these are to the terrible Averis. If these kinds of remarks are going to be said, and they will be said, you walk away. You think they say it's a Chil Hashem, you walk away. No! It's a Chil Hashem if you stay. They know why you're walking away. They know that what they're doing is not really right. They know it deep down. They can't control themselves, as you just said. If you can control yourself when they start with these dirty jokes, you walk away. And when they go to drink after 5 o'clock in the bars, which they all do, you don't go. And when they have their water cooler conversation about who's mezana with whom, which goes on in all these firms, you walk away. That's a Kiddush Hashem. Now it's going to protect you. Yes.
You get another crowd, let's say a pace, right? So, and you also, more so than hair on someone's head. So why should you cover your, why should a wife cover her hair when she hasn't covered her hair?
Excellent question. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduce a head covering, a hat? He should have introduced a burqa.
No, like,
that's what you're saying.
No,
The face is prettier than the hair, so cover the face, not the hair. Isn't that what his question is? So he asked the same question, he asked a different way. The Anti-Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing. And he knows that to cover a face is too difficult, and therefore he allows a woman to keep her hair, her face uncovered. Yet, he requires her to cover her hair. I'll give you my pshat, it's only my own pshat, because when her hair is covered, it's clear that she's a married woman. That's why I don't like the shade to look like her own hair. And if it's clear that she's a married woman, hopefully a decent man will stay away from a married woman. Yes?
Let's say a woman buys a $5,000 shade.
It can be a $10,000 shade. As long as it's not, we know it's not her hair, it's okay. I don't care if it's nicer, as long as we know it's not her hair. We can tell her she's a married woman. I don't care how nice it is, as long as we know it's not her hair. That's what I think. Rabotai, I could be with you all day, Baruch Hashem, but I have another stop on my tour, which I have to go to. I want to thank you for your kind attention. Maybe we'll come back if I'm able to go on to that. Works, I'll be back. Yeah. It's been a while. Okay. But thank you very much for your attention.